The last days of civilization they spent sending mildly amusing comedians around the world to sample very rich delicacies and make mildly amusing comments for our delectation. The last day of civilization, just before social distancing kicked in, was exemplified by Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby taking delighted selfies with Boris Johnson before switching to a segment on weight loss. It is said that on the very last day of civilization, conservative voters stood outside and clapped the NHS. For these were not just the last days of civilization, but also spelled the end of irony. And in those days, taking the dog for a brisk walk in an empty park became a hate crime, became a thought crime. And during those last dying days of civilization, the pampered eugenicists in charge chose the markets over face masks for nurses and ventilators for those hanging on for dear life. And in those days, the already corrupted mass media remained fatally compromised, and thus our freedoms died meekly amidst a blizzard of pro-government propaganda. And still the masticating masses turned in to watch millionaire journalists now sporting the government line live by Skype, wearing the exact face masks that the nurses were denied. And on the last dying day of civilization, the pitiful masses still believed the shops would stay open, electricity would continue to flow, and 5 days' worth of frozen meals would sustain them through the plague conditions. And coincidentally, it was they who remained in those final days, wedded to media propaganda, right up to the point that the lights went out, the heating switched off, the papers stopped being delivered, and their flat screens of truth blinked and died, and they were plunged into a dark night of the long ago surrendered soul. In the last few minutes of civilization, the third generation of junk fooders stormed Iceland for ice cream and frozen pizza, and the police suddenly realized that crowd control actually entailed breaking their own curfews and fled. Government ministers and shadow leaders queued up to land their private jets on Branson's runway, blissfully unaware that the Virgin boss himself had only days previous been fed upon by virus-frenzied chimpanzees. It is said that on the last day of civilization, a comet blazed across the firmament as film stars sang Imagine from within their crumbling mansions. And in those final moments, some still cling to their crosses of St. George, whilst others cling to their EU flags, defiantly partisan right up until the bitter end. And the cities, they became bear pits, and soon became plague pits, and every illusion they ever spun unwound. Globalization, neoliberalism, conservatism, neoconservatism, socialism, it all unwound in an instant, and instant gratification in the eternal consumerist now could not help those not trained to make nettle soup and dream independently. These then, these were the last dying days of civilization.